From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The United Nations is moving more than half of its Afghanistan staff out of the country after an attack last week that left five people dead. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul that officials say the move is temporary.
The UN Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Kai Ida, announced today that they were relocating 12% of their staff here. Basically, that amounts to more than half of the foreigners, about 600 non-essential staffers is the way it was described. And they are gone for the time being because of the security situation here. As you might recall, there was an attack on a guest house last week that left five UN staff people dead, five Westerners. They were killed by Taliban gunmen posing as police officers.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Kabul. Three senators are trying to rescue endangered climate change legislation before a climate change summit in Denmark next month. Democrat John Kerry, Republican Lindsey Graham, and Independent Joe Lieberman say they will work with the Obama administration to put together a bill that will pass the Senate. House lawmakers have voted to bump up the start date of new credit card regulations. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The bill approved by the House would hasten the enactment date of the new laws by 5 months so they would go into effect in time for this holiday shopping season. Credit card companies that voluntarily freeze interest rates and fees wouldn't have to face the new laws till 2010. The laws prevent card companies from abusive penalties and bans them from charging interest on debt already paid. But some say passage in the Senate, however, is unlikely.
Oh, that's too soon. It's too soon, too complex. And too far-reaching and too important to our economy to rush through something like this.
That's Republican Senator Richard Shelby, although the Democrats' chair on the Banking Committee, Chris Dodd, is still working on similar legislation. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
A huge crowd of New York Yankees fans roared approval in Times Square last night, here recorded by WABC-TV, after the Yanks clinched their 27th World Series championship and their first since 2000. The Yanks beat the defending champions, the Philadelphia Phillies, 7-3 in Game 6 at Yankee Stadium. Shortstop Derek Jeter was one of the Yanks who helped wrap it up.
Obviously, playing the Phillies, they have a great team. They're the world champs. And my opinion, if you want to be the champs, you got to beat the champs.
Phillies first baseman Ryan Howard said his team didn't produce, and the Yankees did.
We didn't capitalize in certain situations, you know, getting runs home. And, you know, they went out there, they got hits in certain situations.
A Yankees victory parade is set for New York tomorrow. Stock prices have been going down around the world today. The U.S. dollar has been climbing in value against other currencies. This is NPR News. The former head of computer and printer maker Hewlett-Packard has thrown her hat into the California U.S. Senate race. Carly Fiorina hopes to unseat Liberal Democrat Barbara Boxer. NPR's Kari Khan reports.
Fiorina made her announcement in conservative Orange County in Southern California. She says Boxer has done little during her 17-year tenure in the Senate except overspend taxpayers' money and write novels.
In August, instead of holding town hall meetings, she was on a book tour. What do you say we work together and give Barbara Boxer the chance next year to become a full-time novelist?
Fiorina says she'll keep taxes low and cut the deficit, but Democrats in the state criticize Fiorina's newfound interest in politics. She admits not voting for years, and critics point out that she was fired from Hewlett-Packard and left with a $21 million severance package despite her termination. Fiorina must first defeat Republican State Senator Chuck DeVore in the primary. DeVore is a conservative with strong ties to the state's GOP base. Kari Khan, NPR News.
Cisco Systems, the leading maker of computer networking gear, says it's looking toward a brighter future. Cisco says its latest results show orders are improving after a severe slump during the recession. The company reports income dropped 19% from the same quarter a year ago and sales fell 13%, but those results beat analyst expectations and Cisco stock climbed in after-hours trading. Stock in Whole Foods Market fell after hours, even after the company said its sales and profits grew in its fourth quarter. Nervous investors focused on its forecast for next year. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.